Hadith of the Day. A program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Salaamu alaikum. Welcome to COI Radio. Our program is called Hadith of the Day. We're talking about Hadith Qudsi today, which is from Allah to the Prophet in this case, and it's found in Bihar al-Anwar. He says, Ya Ahmad, O Ahmad, he continues, and he says, Wa ahibb al-akhira, and love the hereafter. Love the hereafter. One of the duties that we as believers have to have is that we have to love the hereafter. That means that we believe in the unseen. We believe, we accept that there is a paradise, there is a hell, there are angels, there are jinn, the imam is coming, all of these things. Not only that, we love the hereafter. We love this paradise which we've never seen, which we're hoping to get to. Inshallah, all of us will be the people of paradise. What I'd like to do is to share a couple of traditions with you about what paradise is like. Inshallah, all of us will make it there. The first thing I'd like to say about this is that according to the hadith, their paradise and hell for that matter are beyond our imagination. Beyond our imagination. We hear descriptions and we imagine them with our limited human experiences and with the minds that Allah has given us, but we don't really know the reality of what's over there. Let me share with you one hadith in this regard. فِيهَا مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَمَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In it is that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and has not crossed human imagination. This is something which is completely wonderful over there. Some of the traditions about the next world. This hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says the following, Allah has created a place in heaven and hell for all of the creation. Everybody has a place in heaven and in hell. Inshallah, we'll all make it to that place which Allah created for us in paradise. He says that when the inhabitants of paradise and hell have settled in their respective places, a caller will call out to the inhabitants of paradise and order them to look down into the fire. They will see their would-be abodes in the fire, and they will be told, these would be your places if you had disobeyed your Lord. The Imam says that if anyone could have died out of happiness, لو أن أحدا مات فرحا, that if anybody would have died out of happiness, لَمَاتْ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ فَرِحَ, that the people of the inhabitants of paradise would have died out of happiness, out of seeing that place. They see how terrible things would have been for them if they had not followed Allah's instruction, if they had not done what Allah wanted, then they would have gone over there. As if anybody could have died of happiness, they would have died of happiness, being so excited to be in paradise. And then a voice will call out to the inhabitants of hell to tell them, look at your places in paradise. So the people who are now burning and suffering in the hellfire because of their own actions are now told to look and see what they could have gotten. So he says, it will be said to them, these would be your dwelling places if you had obeyed your Lord. If you had listened to Allah for the 60 years that you were on the earth, instead of disobeying Him, you could have gotten these wonderful places. And the hadith says, فَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدًا مَاتَ حُزْنًا لَمَاتَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ حُزْنًا. If anyone could have died out of grief and sadness, the inhabitants of hell would have died out of grief, seeing what they could have had if they had just listened to Allah for the short time that they were here on the dunya. Then those will be each group will be made to inherit the homes of the other. the inhabitants of hell will now inherit or get the homes of the inhabitants of paradise that were supposed to be them for them if they were in the hellfire. They will get those, and the other guys, the good guys, will get the homes of the other guys, which are now vacant. So they will take them. I want to talk a little bit about what Allah is going to give you, a little bit about what's on the other side, if you're patient and you will listen and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This again is Hadith Qudsi, where Allah is speaking. And he says that the Inna adna ma u'tiya az-zahidin fi dunya. He says that the least thing that will be given to those people who are not attached to this world, he says, is that they will be given all of the keys of the doors of paradise so they can enter from any door that they wish. An u'tiyahum mafatih al-jinan kullaha. I will give them the keys of paradise, all of them, so they will enter. They can open any door they please and enter from any door that they please. There's another reward that's mentioned over there in the same hadith. Allah says, I will not veil my countenance from them. The people who are the good people who listen to Allah, one of the greatest blessings they get, far greater than the material blessings, is that they will be able to gaze to the beautiful countenance of Allah, wajhullah, and be able to look on the face of the beloved. So one of them is that. Also, they will be able to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, and I will make them enjoy all types of enjoyment by speaking to me. And I will make them sit with me in an abode of truth. And I will remind them of what good they did and how they suffered in this world. That's another special treat that's mentioned in the hadith. The hadith is from Imam Sadiq. Allah will not apologize to any noble angel or prophet. He will only apologize to the poor Shia. So Allah will apologize to the Shias for how they suffered in this world. He will make them remind them of the good they did and how they suffered. You know how two people make up after a fight? Something similar we can understand in this, that after suffering in the dunya, part of the rewards you get is sit in the company of Allah and Allah reminding you of how you suffered and making you feel good and apologizing to you. One example of how Allah apologizes to the believers in the next world is this one. This is from Imam Sadiq. He says that Allah will apologize to his needy servant the same way a brother apologizes to another. The same way that one brother apologized to another, Allah will apologize to the needy believers, the fuqara of the Shia. He will say, by my honor, I did not impoverish you, I did not make you poor, because you were insignificant in my eyes. And he will say, remove the veil and look at that which I have given you in place of that which I did not give you in the dunya. He will remove the veil and he will look at what Allah has given him in place of that. He will say, with this replacement, that which I was denied did not harm me. So this is an example of how Allah will make it up to the believers in the next world for suffering in this world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.